Blog Talk Radio.
When I was in my late 20s, I had more than $1 million in stocks from a startup company that I worked at. And when the big Silicon Valley crash happened in 2001, I lost every penny of that money because I didn't know about investing money. I didn't know about diversifying your investment accounts. I didn't know that I shouldn't put all of my eggs or all of my stock in one basket. I was not going to let that mistake happen again.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to the Midday Money Show, your weekly shot of uncommon financial good sense. I'm Tony Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt-Free Divas, and I love talking about all things as they relate to your money. Do you want to spare the young people in your life from making the same mistakes that you did with money? Wouldn't it be nice if our kids, our nieces, our nephews, our play cousins, godchildren, neighbors, neighborhood kids, everybody, just learn the benefits of saving at an early age? Or better yet, what if they grew up speaking the language of sophisticated financial experts so money wasn't a tough topic for them? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. You have to check out Goal Setter. The creator, Tanya Van Kort, has her own experience with the financial mishap, and I bet that still hurts all these years later. But she's turned that pain into passion. I was taking notes myself because I want my children to be financially savvy from an early age. I also have a few birthdays coming up, and I like the idea of redirecting some of that gift money into goals, even at 3 and 5. I created a profile for both of them now to figure out how to get the 5-year-old to think about something else other than Ninja Turtles. I'll keep you posted. In the meantime, all resources mentioned today will be available in the show notes for this episode. This new app helps parents raise money smart kids. Just head over to my website, debtfreedivas.org. Thank you, Tanya, for joining me today on the Midday Money Show. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tony. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So one of the things that we talk a lot about with the Midday Money Show audience is about getting out of debt, building savings, improving your financial literacy, just overall. But one of the things that I don't spend enough time on, which is really important, is like passing those lessons on, or even just helping your children. Because a lot of times, if we're not financially adept, then it's hard for us to even talk about those things with our children. And that's the entire part of like building a financial legacy. And so that's why I'm glad you're on to kind of talk about the project that you're working on, which totally goes to this point, and also just about how we as parents can be help our kids grow into money smart people, but start that foundation at a young age. So before we get started, Tanya, let's talk a little bit about your project, what you're doing, and this mission that you're on to improve the financial literacy for our young people.
Absolutely. So my company, Tony, is called Goal Setters. And the reason I started Goal Setter was exactly what you just talked about. I have a child, and my child was about to turn 9. And she said, Mommy, for my 9th birthday, I really only want 2 things. And I said, okay, what's that? She said, 1, I hope people give me enough money so I can finish savings and investment account. And yes, I said, she was turning 9. And she said, 2, I want a bike. Mm. And I thought to myself, those are amazing goals. And Tony, when she said this, right, I remember the day. My daughter had a part down her head. She had these 2 little puff balls on the side of her head. Uh-huh. And I looked at her and I thought, if I could get every child in America to say, I want to save for an investment account, wow, what an impact I could have on my community and a community I care so deeply about.
Okay, so let me stop you there, because how does a 9-year-old even have that as part of her vocabulary, an investment account? What were you doing with her? Obviously, this is parental involvement here, I'm assuming, or did she pick this up off of Nickelodeon? But I'm assuming there's something that you guys were doing with your daughter, you know, from between 0 and 9 to get her to even have that as, you know, a lexicon in her vocabulary. What is it? Tell me, because I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, so I need to get started, right?
Yes, you need to get started. Absolutely. We all need to get started. So I'll tell you exactly what I did. So I have a financial advisor, but I didn't always have a financial advisor. And in fact, when I was in my late 20s, I had more than $1 million in stocks from a startup company that I worked at.
Wow.
And that was in, you know, 1999, 2000. And when the big Silicon Valley crash happened in 2001, I lost every penny of that money because I didn't know about investing money. I didn't know about diversifying your investment accounts. I didn't know that I shouldn't put all of my eggs or all of my stock in one basket. I didn't know that this company that was doing so extraordinarily well, that run wouldn't last forever. I didn't know about the volatility of the stock market. I didn't know any of those things.
Okay.
And Tony, I will tell you, I didn't know any of those things, and I have 2 degrees in engineering from Stanford.
Mm. That's really typical of a lot of us because we're very well educated, we're hardworking, we know what we're doing on our jobs, but if you didn't have that financial training, where do you get it from? You know, if it didn't come from parents, if you didn't study it in college, where does it come from? Because a lot of us didn't get it in primary school.
That's right. You don't get it from anywhere. Mm-hmm. And the part that's even worse is that I was afraid to ask anyone for the knowledge because everyone assumed that I was the smartest person they knew.
Oh, interesting.
Everyone was like, Tanya is so successful that she knows everything. So I felt really insecure about not knowing all of this information about personal finance and
okay.
about my own finances.
Okay.
Which is why I'm so grateful that you have listeners and that people are tuning in and finding out this information and they're unafraid to ask these questions because, you know, the really silly thing is for me to not ask the question
right.
about money that is really important to my future and my family's future.
Okay.
So my point is I was not going to let that mistake happen again
to my child.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. So my grandmother used to say, fool me once, shame on you. Mm-hmm. Fool me twice, shame on me. So mm-hmm. at the
okay.
part. The market had fooled me once, but I wasn't going to let that happen to my child. I wasn't going to have her be intimidated by financial language. I wasn't going to have her grow up to not know what some of the basic financial terms meant. So I told my child when she was 8, if you raise $100, I will match that $100 and we can set up an investment account for you.
Okay. Okay, cool.
She said, Mommy, what's an investment account?
So about that age, is this when you're first starting to talk to her about investing and what that means?
Absolutely.
Okay. So how do you explain to an 8-year-old what an investment account is? Because some 8-year-olds need to know and some 38-year-olds may need to know as well. So.
Absolutely. So, you know, everything, both of my parents were elementary school teachers, Tony, so I have a little bit of an advantage. I know how to teach kids the basics of anything.
Okay.
But the way that I teach the basics is I go back to what you do know, right? And even when we're doing hard algebra problems, I always tell her, just break it down into something that's much simpler, and then you can figure it out. So what I did in terms of an investment account is I said, do you know what a savings account is? You know how we save money and we put aside a little bit of money every month so that we can save for something that's important to us? And she said, yes, I get that. And so I said, okay, well, an investment account is like a savings account, but one that makes money for you. So it makes money while it's just sitting there. And she's like, what do you mean it makes money while it's just sitting there? And so then I explained that, you know, if you loan me a dollar and I want to keep that dollar for a month, then you may say, okay, well, Mommy, if you want to keep my dollar for a month, you're going to have to pay me back $1.10 because you took my money for the month. And I say, oh, okay, I'll agree to do that. I said, well, that's called interest. And so your money is making interest. And if I borrow your dollar for a month, it's 10 cents. But if I borrow your dollar for 2 months, it's 20 cents. And if I borrow your dollar for 3 months, then it's 30 more cents that I owe you.
Mm-hmm.
So the longer the money sits, the more money you can make. So I start with those kinds of concepts, Tony, and then, you know, and then we get to an investment account really is where you are saving that money, but you're saving it in the stock market. And because the stocks in the stock market, which are pieces of companies, because those are hopefully increasing in value, then when you take your money out of your investment account, you get even more money. It's kind of like you're loaning money to the stock market. And when the stock market pays you back, they pay you back more money. Now, sometimes the stock market could go down because the companies aren't doing so well. And you may lose money. You may lose money for a month. You may lose money for 2 months. You may lose money for 2 years. But over time, investment accounts have proven that on an annual basis, they increase by about 7% if you invest in one that looks like the stock market in general, like a general mutual fund. So we start with really basic concepts that she can understand. Oh, okay, mommy's going to borrow a dollar from me, and then she has to pay me back 10 cents for borrowing that dollar. And then I take it up to a level to say, well, that's how an investment account works. It's a savings account, but one that is paying you back interest when you take your money out.
So I can see how then she's supposed to raise this $100, which you're going to match, and then, but she needed some help or something. She needed some help raising that $100. And so this is what led to Goal Setter.
That's exactly right. So she actually went out and hustled and raised like $30, but she wasn't at 100 yet. So mm-hmm. her birthday's coming around and she's like, well, why wouldn't I just ask people to give me money for this investment account instead of getting me all the gifts that they normally get me that I don't use, I don't need, and I don't want.
Wow.
And I thought, that's an amazing idea, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of teaching you the values of consumerism and excess, and you're going to get 15 gifts that sit over in the corner of our Brooklyn apartment.
Right.
You can instead get contributions towards things that really matter, this investment account and this bike, because let's face it, you're still 9 years old and you should be able to get a bike too.
We're in such a consumer culture. I even look at like the commercials that we're watching. If we're not watching like, you know, PBS Kids, the commercials are like just nonstop things, this, need this stuff, blah, junk, whatever, you know, and it's all of the stuff that's geared towards my very, very young children. It seems like your daughter really got it at a very early age. How are you able to kind of guide her away from that?
You know, the funny thing is that the facts always speak for themselves, Tony. You know, when I would ask her, hey, Gabrielle, do you remember what you got for your last birthday? She'd sit there and look at me with a puzzled look on her face and say, okay, no problem. How about Christmas? Do you remember what you got for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, exactly, right? You don't use any of the things that you're getting from people. And so what if we figured out a way to redirect all of that money that people are spending into something you really care about? So let's talk about what you really want and what you really care about. Because the thing about Goal Setter and the thing about my philosophy in general about personal finance is we are not saying that kids shouldn't want anything.
Right.
We all want something, right? What
right.
we're saying though is none of us can have everything. So we have to make choices about what we really want versus what we really don't want or what we really don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that looks like is, you know, we let kids sign up for goals. And the goals could be, I really, really want a camera because I'm into photography. My daughter just told me today, in fact, Tony, she's like, Mom, for Christmas, what I really want are art supplies. I'm really enjoying art and I want art supplies, right? So Goal Setter gives her the opportunity to sign up for art supplies as her goal. That's fueling a dream. Her dream is that she wants to be a graphic designer and she also wants to, you know, get a programming degree, but she really likes the art side of it too.
Okay.
So, yeah, so what we believe is it's okay for kids to want something, but they just have to decide, this is what I really want. This is worth saving for, and this is worth sacrificing other things in order to get. Those are the muscles we're trying to teach, Tony. It's not that all of our kids should be living in a Spartan atmosphere with absolutely nothing. It's that they need to learn how to make choices. So am I going to choose, you know, what's in front of me on PBS when I've never seen that toy before, I'm not really excited about it, and I won't be excited about it in 6 months? Or am I going to choose to save that money for that trip to Six Flags that I really, really want? And mommy said, if we save, then we can go on the trip to Six Flags, right? So it's about teaching them to make choices.
Let's talk about what Goal Setter actually is for those that this is new to. Talk about exactly what it is and how you kind of facilitate creating some of these habits in the Goal Setter app.
Absolutely. So for any parent out there who has struggled with one of two things, Number one is birthday and holiday gift giving and gift receiving, feeling like there's too much stuff. Or number two, for any parent who has struggled with just saving towards kids' goals that are meaningful, whether you're trying to save towards an expensive summer camp next year or you're trying to save for your kids' college. We have created Goal Setter, which is the best savings and gifting platform for kids and families. What we let young people and their parents do is sign up for goals, and we encourage them to sign up for goals in the three categories that matter. Right? Saving for the future, so that could be a college fund or an investment account. Number two, sharing with others, and that's any cause that they care about. So that could be hurricane victims in Puerto Rico. And number three, spending on something that really matters to them, whether that's, again, a camera or a computer or a really important experience like a robotics camp. So we let them sign up for those goals, and then the people who love them can contribute to those goals. Family members, friends, grandma, grandpa, auntie, uncle can all give towards those goals for birthdays or because you got good grades or you lost your tooth. They can give towards those goals then. And we let them give goal cards as opposed to gift cards.
Okay.
So it's a digital card that is real money towards real dreams instead of money on a card for yet another sore that's yet another waste.
Okay.
And then parents auto-save towards those goals. So a parent can decide which goals they want to auto-save towards. They link their bank account, and they can say, hey, I want to set aside $30 every month towards my kid's summer camp because I need to start being able to pay for that, and I want to set aside another $30 towards their college goals because I need to pay for that too.
Okay.
So we let parents auto-save, and then you just see that the kids' savings start to grow towards things that really matter to them. And you see that impact and shape that child. They understand now that it takes money to buy a new iPhone. And they watch money grow instead of just having the iPhone appear in front of their face one day and think it was free.
Right.
They can watch that savings grow and watch collectively that you as a family are helping them to achieve that goal, and it becomes so much more meaningful.
Gotcha. So what's the youngest age you think that this will work with?
Well, it's really interesting. The people on our platform now, Tony, are everywhere between literally 0 to 18. So we see parents who are coming onto the platform because they already have enough toys. They may have just gotten a ton of stuff when the baby was born. We all know how that goes. They may have a second child, and because you have multiple children, right? And so when that second child comes along, you're like, please, don't give me any more toys. So very young children, right? And you talked about how your 3-year-old and your 5-year-old, they may say, oh my goodness, for my birthday, mommy, I really want that Spider-Man doll, right? Sure, that happens, but typically what we find happens is mommy wants to be the hero. So mommy goes out and buys that one Spider-Man doll that is really the thing that your 3-year-old wanted or your 5-year-old wanted. And then 10 other people are calling saying, hey, Tony, what do I get for your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tony, her birthday's coming up, and they've got nothing else to give.
Yeah.
Other with more stuff. So we do see that 3 and 5 are appropriate ages because, again, it doesn't mean that on their birthday you can't get them something. But what happens to, the whole rest of the community that wants to contribute in meaningful ways? And how do you start to talk to that 3-year-old and that 5-year-old about saving for something that's really important to them or that's collectively important to you as a family?
Gotcha. I love it. I love it so much. If you have a child who hasn't been exposed to some of these concepts of saving and delayed gratification, if you have a child that hasn't been raised in that environment, but you want to start using something like Goal Setter, how do you encourage parents to transition their children from kind of the me, 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 gimme, gimme, gimme state that we might be in to starting to plan and think about things in the future and saving and delayed gratification? What are some steps that parents can use to have their children buy into this?
Right. So, one of the things that we have actually found in this society, so many things that children want are higher ticket items. Like, I don't care if they want a new pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, they want the new Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
And those are a higher, or the Currys. And
mm-hmm.
those are a higher ticket item, right?
I'm looking forward to this.
Or they want electronics. A And those are higher ticket items.
Mm-hmm.
Or they want, you know, an experience that's really special. Whether, again, it's, you know, they want to take a dance class or they want to go to a concert or they want, you know, a specific experience after school. A lot of those are higher ticket items. So one of the things that, you know, we certainly encourage is for parents to talk to their kids about, hey, on your birthday, do you, again, just having that conversation about, do you remember any of the things you got for your last birthday? And when you start to have that conversation and figure out that, you know, a lot of those things went to waste, what if this year we save for something that was bigger but special and really important to you instead? What are some of those things that you would really love, right? You will find that that conversation with the kid alone starts to tease out things that are really important to your child. And when you focus it around them instead of focusing it around the concept of, okay, well, today we're going to sit down and have a lesson on savings.
Right.
This is very engaging to them. Hey, let's talk about Christmas. Let's talk about, you know, what you want for Christmas and, you know, saving for things that are really special and important on Christmas. So it really is about making that conversation centered on them and centered on the things that excite them. If you know that your child loves chess, then you talk about a new chess set or chess lessons. If you know that your child loves dance, you talk about dance, you know, a special dance class that they may want to take. So it really is about exciting their passions. Again, it's just like any of us, right? What gets you to save? What gets you to save is thinking about, wow, when I retire, this is how I want to live.
I hope that's what's getting you to save, right?
So we have to tap into what means something to them.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, if anybody wants more information, and I'll definitely have these links in the show notes for this episode, but how do they get in touch with you, Tonya, or how do they find more information about the Goal Setter platform?
Sure. So they can just go to Goal Setter, GOALSETTER.co, and sign up. And it's free to sign up. It's free to set up your kids' goals. So sign up and set up your kids' goals and just, you know, just sit down and have that preliminary conversation with them about what are some of the things we should save for. We start every kid off with two goals, a savings goal and an education goal, because we think those two things are super important. Add extra goals that, you know, again, your kid is specifically excited about. So that's the first thing. Go to Goal Setter. We have information about me and about our story and who we are as a company. But the second thing is they can send me an email. I'm happy to answer any questions. Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, @goalsetter.co.
Wow. So are you ready to have that conversation with a young person in your life? That's such a good question to ask. What did you do with the gifts from last year? Something to think about. While you're thinking about that, check out this feedback from a member of the Transform Your Money Accountability Group. Hello, ladies. All of your stories and commitment has lit a fire under me. Thanks, Tony, for setting this up. And I feel blessed to be with such a great group of women who are focused on personal wins. My focus is to have a healthy relationship with my bank account, pay down my debt, and have all of my bills come out of one paycheck. This is just one example of the comments that are coming back to me from this experiment that I'm doing with a virtual accountability group. If you're interested in joining a group of people who are serious about reaching financial goals, who are focused on making this happen sooner than later, then you need to take advantage of this positive peer pressure because it is real. Folks are fired up, they're making changes, and you don't want to get left behind. Head over to my website and sign up, debtfreedivas.org/transform. Until we chat again, have a great money week.